Most people love honey. But are you aware that honeybees help to create a lot of the food that we eat? Today, I'm going to talk with Stuart Heng, a beekeeping enthusiast and author of the book Buzzing Off. Stuart, welcome to our podcast, Important Issues. Unfortunately, all around the world, bees are under threat because of a small insect called a mite that is attacking them. So tell us, are bees buzzing off?
Hi, Angela. Well, it certainly isn't the bees themselves that are misbehaving. It is a much more serious and widespread problem that is affecting the bee population.
Before we discuss why bees are dying, can you tell our listeners why bees are so important?
Well, bees are a very important part of Australia's agricultural industry. One third of the food that humans eat requires pollination, and bees are one of our most important pollinators.
In your book, you quote from recently released research into Australian pest control, which says that we should be urgently investigating why bees are dying.
Yes, Angela. One out of every three things that we eat is linked to bees and the pollination that they do. Bees make honey by collecting the nectar and pollen in flowers. Bees spread pollen from plant to plant, and this helps the plants to produce seeds and fruit. So without bees, we wouldn't have many fruits or vegetables, and our diet would change to mostly rice, wheat and corn.
This is shocking, Stuart. Bees are obviously vital to our food supply. We can't let them become extinct. But why are bees in so much trouble?
Well, Angela, the main problem is a tiny mite. These mites are attaching themselves to bees and infecting them with terrible viruses that eventually kill the bees. Mites suck out the bees' blood, which reduces the bees' immune system and makes them vulnerable to the viruses. Once the bee goes back to the hive, it spreads the virus and the whole hive dies.
In your book, you state that this mite is destroying bee populations in countries all over the world. Luckily, Australia has only had a few sightings in Queensland, but beekeepers are worried it won't stay that way. We need to get the information out there so people know what they look like and can alert pest control experts if they see them. Also, travellers must remember not to bring in bees or honey products from other countries.
Yes, we don't want the bees in Australia to face an outbreak of the virus. It would kill a lot of bees quickly, so we need to investigate what can be done in Australia if the mite is accidentally introduced.
You are right, Stuart. It starts with educating people about why bees are so important and how we can protect them. Thank you.